Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud Beis and Gimel. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'seichet Afan Reziva Kagon B'Karav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Reb Elazar ben Shemua Omer, Elazar ben Shemua says Reb Elazar ben Shemua is a Tano who's often called Reb Elazar. Anytime we see in Mishnah or Gemara, it just says the name Reb Elazar without any other name attached to it. That's Reb Elazar ben Shemua. He was one of Rabbi Akiva's main talmidim who continued teaching after Rabbi Akiva's nifter, and he was actually the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the one who wrote Mishnayos. So he used to say Yichvay Talmidcha Chav Alecha Kishalach, the covet of your Talmud, your student, should be beloved or cherished to you, just like your own covet. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua, who is his Talmud, Bechar Lanu Anashim, choose men for us. We see that he treated his Talmud like him. Uchvayt Chavercha Kamayor Rabach, and the honor of your friend should be like the fear of your Rebbe. I mean, even though he's your friend and he's on the same level as you, you should treat him with even greater respect, like the fear that you have for your Rebbe. And we see this Aaron Akayin and Moshe Rabbeinu, where Aaron told Moshe, who's considered like his friend, Be Adoni, so he's treating him with a higher level of respect. And lastly, the fear you have for your Rebbe should be like your fear of heaven, which is even a higher level than you would originally think. On to Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Yehuda says, and this is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, who is also one of the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, and he's the standard Rabbi Yehuda we find throughout Mishnayos and Gemara. So he says, Hevezar b'Talmud, you should be very careful with Talmud. Talmud doesn't just mean learning, it's specifically referring to Gemara, which is the Svaras, all the logic and understanding behind Mishnayos. That's basically getting down to the specific details and reasons behind Piskei Halacha. So a person has to be very careful with this. Shishegas Talmud Oyle Zadayin. Even if a person is just Shigig, he inadvertently makes a mistake in his Talmud, that's counted as Zadayin. It's as if he purposely made this mistake. In other words, a person has to be very careful when he's learning Gemara. He's learning all the Svaras behind Halacha, because if he's not careful, then he's going to end up paskening incorrectly, and you're going to say, oh, it's just a Shigig. It was inadvertent. It wasn't on purpose. Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that no, it is considered on purpose because you weren't careful with your learning. Rabbi Shimon says, and this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, also one of the great Talmudim of Rabbi Akiva. There are three ksarim, three crowns. And right now we're understanding this to mean that there are three things that the Torah tells us you have to be mechabed and you have to be extra careful with their kavod. Keser Torah, the crown of Torah, which means a Talmud Chacham, a person learns Torah, you have to be extra careful with their kavod. The Keser Kahuna, and the crown of Kahuna, meaning a Kayin, you have to be careful with his kavod. The Keser Malchus, and the crown of Malchus, a king, you have to be extra special careful with his kavod. However, the Keser Shem Tov, Oilal Gabayan, the Keser Shem Tov, that's above all of them. Now there isn't actually a Keser, there isn't a crown in the Torah that's called Shem Tov, a good name. What the Mishnah means to say is that when a person has a good name because of his Ma'asim Tovim, all the good deeds that he does, people speak wonderfully about him, how he's such a great guy, he's such a wonderful person. So that's Oyel Al Gabehen, meaning all these three Ksarim, Keser Torah, Kahun, and Malchus, they also have to have a Shem Tov. Because if you have a Talmud Chacham, or even a Kohen Gadol, or even a king who acts improperly, there is no Chiyuv to treat them with Kavod. So all these people, even though you have a Chiyuv to treat them with Kavod, they also have to have this Keser Shem Tov, this good name, they do good deeds and they're fine people, in order for them to be deserving of their kavod. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Mishnah Yud Dalet Tezvav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.